So let's review. The Mishnah mentioned a machlekes b'sham b'shil regarding chatas chitzayna, whose blood must be applied on all four corners of the mizbeach and the cheshes in the azar. How many of these matanis are mandatory for kapar? They both agree that kol nitan al mizbeach chitzayna shenasin b'matana achas keeper. For other karbanas such as oilo, shlamim, v'ashim that require shtei matanis shein arba, that like a tchila the blood must be thrown twice on the two opposite corners of the arda mizbeach and the azara, the corners of Marabis Deraimis and Mizrachat Savinus, nevertheless, b'diavad, if the blood was thrown only once, the kapara is achieved. And all agree that kalanitana mizbeach apanimi, shem chisra achas minamatanis laykeeper. For the chatois apanimis, whose blood must be applied on the four corners of the mizbeach azav and the heichel, all the matanis are mandatory. The machlekes is only regarding chatas chitzayna. The Bishami hold b'chatas shtei matanis keeper. For chatas chitzayna, a minimum of two matanis are mandatory. While the Basil hold af b'chatas shenasan b'matana achas keeper. Even for a chatas chitzayna, only one matana is mandatory. As the Gemara explains, their reasoning is based in the Pesukim regarding chatas that mentions the word karanis three times. Twice without a vav, and one with a vav. The Bishami hold yeshim lemikra. The way a word is pronounced, karanis, takes precedence over the Mesiris. Therefore, Kronis, Harikan Shesh. All three Kronis are considered pluralized with a Vav, and in total there are six Kronis. Arba lemitzvah v'shtayim le'akif. The first four Kronis teach the initial requirement on all four corners, and the other two Kronis teach that two corners are mandatory for kapar. While the Basil hold yish'im le'mesiris, the way a word is written, karnas, takes precedence over the mikra. Therefore, karnois, karnas, harikan arba. Of the three kronis, only one is pluralized, and in total, there are four kronis. Shalish lemitzav, achas la'akav. The initial requirement on one corner is self-understood, and the first three kronis teach the initial requirement for the remaining three corners, and the fourth kronis teaches that one corner is mandatory for kapar. The Gemara offers two other approaches in Beis Hillel. Perhaps the Beis Hillel hold ahani mikra v'ahani mesiris. We consider both the mikra of six kronis and the mesiris of four kronis, and therefore, ahani mikra l'tfui yechada, v'ahani mesiris l'vitzuri yechada. The mikra adds a fifth corner to the mesiris, and the mesiris subtracts the sixth corner from the mikra, and there are five kronis of which arba l'mitzvah, v'achas l'akav. The first four kronis teach the initial requirement on all four corners, and the fifth kronis teaches that one corner is mandatory for kapara. Or, perhaps the Beis Hillel's source is derived from v'kipper, v'kipper, v'kipper. The Pesukim regarding Chatas mentions the word V'chipa three times, and this teaches, V'chipa av b'sh le'nosin el shalish, V'chipa av b'sh le'nosin el shtayim, V'chipa av b'sh le'nosin el achas. The first V'chipa removes one corner from the mandatory kapara. The second V'chipa removes another corner, and the third V'chipa removes a third corner, and therefore only one corner is mandatory for kapara. However, the Gemara asks that perhaps all four kronis are mandatory, and the three V'chipa come to teach, av b'sh le'nosin el achas l'mala v'shalish l'mata. Regarding the requirement that dam chatas must be applied on the upper portion of the mizbeach, only one matan is mandatory. And b'diavad, if the other three matans were applied on the lower portion, the kapara is accomplished. The Gemara explains that this cannot be so because lemetzinu dam shechetz lamala v'chetz lamata. In all karbanis, their blood must be applied either only lamala or only lamata. But there is no such karban whose blood is applied partial lamala and partial lamata. And the Gemara proceeds to rule out three cases that imply chetz lamala v'chetz lamata. On Yom Kippur, the sprinkling of the Parakah and Gadol and the Sar LaHashem was aimed towards the Kapiros, the cover of the Aron, and was done Achas Lamala v'Shev Lamata, one above and seven below. And the Gemara explains that it does not mean one area above and one below the Kapiros, in other words, Chatzi Lamala v'Chatzi Lamata, but rather the blood was actually sprinkled on the floor in front of the Kapiros, Kematzlev, like someone using a whip, where the lashes are done one below the next. So too, the first sprinkling was done slightly farther away, and each subsequent drop was placed a little closer towards the Aron. Hiza al tiroi shel mizbeach shevapam. On Yom Kippur, the blood of the parbesar was sprinkled seven times on the tiroi of the mizbeach hapanimi. Although this word tiroi could mean halfway, as in tiroi d'yema, the halfway point of the day is clean and clear, and we would then be sprinkling the blood chatzi lamala v'chatzi lamata. However, Rav Bar Shila explains that tiroi actually refers to the top of the mizbeach, and he would first clear it of ashes, and then sprinkle the dam where it is clean and clear from any ashes of the Keteris. And the word Tera is meant as in the Pasuk Ucha Etzem HaShemayim L'Tayer, like the clear and empty sky. Shvichi Shirayim. In the Chatas, the four matanis are applied Lamala, while the Shirayim, left of a blood, is poured on the Yisoid that was Lamata. Nevertheless, this is not considered Chatzi Lamala V'Chatzi Lamata, because Shirayim Lema'akvi, the Shvichi Shirayim of a Chatzis Chitzayin, is not mandatory. And even according to the opinion of Shirayim Apanim and Ma'akvi, the Shvichas Shreima b'chatzis apanimi is mandatory. This is not considered chatzis l'mala v'chatzis l'mata because b'chad mokum kamrinan. These are applied on different mizbeches. The matanis are on the mizbech apanimi, while the shrine was on the yisoid of the mizbech achitza. The rest of this daf is reviewed with the next daf.